Hello, this is Cody Sturge with the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a radio ministry, podcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. We're thankful that you've tuned in today as we're preaching through God's Word. We're praying God's Word will speak to your heart as it's preached and taught from the pulpit of the Chilhowee Baptist Church.
How many of you ever messed up with your words? You're not perfect. Sorry, I hate to tell you. Now, this is an interesting thought. James understood something. He said, we all have struggles with our words, our mouths. He said, the only perfect person I can think of was my brother. James was the brother of Jesus. And he thought about Jesus. He said, boy, growing up, can you imagine growing up with Jesus as your brother? When you messed up and said the wrong thing, he didn't. When you got upset and blew off at the mouth about something, he didn't. He said, I know somebody that's perfect. It's my brother, Jesus. He never offended in word. He says, if you can control your mouth, you're perfect. He said, it's something to be concerned about. Someone that's able to control their mouth, their words, is able also to bridle the whole body. He says, this is something to strive for. Something to be aware of, the use of your words. And we begin in verse number 3, our message. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. And the Bible says, now look, I want you to understand something about your tongue. Your tongue is a little member, boasts of great things, and we want to liken our tongue to a bit in a horse's mouth. I don't have a ton of experience with horses, but I like to be around horses, any kind of critter I like it. Anything that you can ride, I like that too. But horses, you put a bit in a horse's mouth, and that's a tool in which that you can direct the whole horse. Now, horses that aren't trained are destructive and pretty useless. You know, it was a smart thing we turned from horses to tractors and from horses to ATVs over the course of the last 100 years. Because you know something about a horse? Whether you're riding that horse or working that horse, he still eats and makes a mess. You park your tractor for the winter and it don't sip a drop of diesel fuel. And when you get to its stall, it probably doesn't have much of a mess at the end of the winter. And we're a lot like a horse. You see, we have the ability to do things and accomplish things and do things right. But if we're not broke, if we're not willing to control and be controlled by the mouth through the power of the Holy Spirit, then we can be the same as a horse that's untrained. We can make a lot of messes everywhere we go. Horses. The Bible says that, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us. You see, we need to determine to let the Lord control our mouths. This is something we've got to remember. Do you know that it's not in you just to muster up the strength to control your mouth? How many of you have ever tried really hard to do good, but you just messed up? Me too. Now look, our own strength is very weak. And when we see this analogy, we need to understand that I am a horse in the Lord's work. I really am. I'm not in control. I can't be in control. And I need to allow the Lord to have control over the reins of my life. And one of the number one places I need to let the Lord have control over the reins of my life is the use of my mouth. You hear people say, you know me, I just say what I think. And when I hear that, I understand and I probably believe that. But that's not something to praise, and it's not praiseworthy. Because when we don't have control of our tongues and our mouth, that doesn't only mean that we're just the kind of people who speak our mind all the time. That means you're the kind of person that doesn't let the Holy Spirit control what comes out of your mouth. We need to be reminded that we need to let the Lord take the reins of our mouths and our words, because our words kindle and do big things. You see, if I let the Lord have the reins of my life, and it begins with my mouth, then guess what? The Lord can use me like a well-trained, obedient, strong horse in his work. Oh, how much ground has been conquered with the strength of a horse. How much ground has been explored with the power of a horse? How much has been accomplished through the means of a well-trained horse? And if you let the Lord have the reins of your mouth, that is the starting point for the Lord being able to use you for His glory in a big way. May the Lord help us. I had the opportunity to ride horses with a guy that rode horses a lot. I'm not an experienced horseman. I can shovel stalls. I'm really good at that. And I can give them hay, and I can give them, and I can saddle them up, and I can do things like that. But I actually got this opportunity to ride with a guy that knew horses. He'd been raised around horses, and had such a great understanding about horses. And I loved to go riding with him one day because I'd been riding some. I was taking care of Pastor Sexton's horse at the time, and I'd been riding some on my own. And he came over and brought a horse, and we rode together. And I was amazed. The first time I followed him, he took a horse and turned straight up a bank that I would have never guessed in a million. I wouldn't want to walked up it. He turned and went up there, and I thought, well, you're not going up that horse, up that bank. And I'm a big old boy on top of this horse, poor horse. But he turned that horse, and we went straight up something you could never take an ATV. And I'm like, well, if he did it, I'm going to try it too. And right up through there I went. I was amazed. In a few minutes, we came to a tree. There's a tree in the path. It was probably about waist high. And I was like, what are we going to do? He's right over top of it. I'm like, sorry, Nordell, here we go. And there we went right over top of it. We came back down this real steep thing. And I'll never forget it. It scared me to death. I was like, I'm going to be right over top of this horse. But we started down that bank, and I followed behind him. And his horse sat down right on her hind end and just went right down off that bank. And I went right behind her. I was like, this is amazing. I love this. Yes. It was wonderful. And the same is true in our lives. It's amazing what God can do through men and women that love Him, who are willing to let God have the reins of their mouths and control their words. You see, our tongue is a little member, but it boasts great things. It's amazing what your tongue can do if you let the Lord have the reins. Number one, horses. Number two, ships. The Bible says in verse 4, behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. The second picture that we're given consideration of is a ship's helm. Now, the helm and the rudder are about the same thing. Most times today, the helm is considered the big ship's wheel that you turn, but it turns the rudder. But the helm is the rudder that's in the water, and it's a small thing that turns the whole ship. It's an amazing contraption. There's a rudder helm on a boat. There's a rudder helm on an airplane, and that little wing, that little flap, is what controls the direction. The Bible says about this ship that though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Now, this is fascinating for me to think. James is talking about something that is somewhat modern to his time. They had began to build pretty large ships during James's day. There's record and evidence in the book of Acts that there were ships and boats that were holding 250 people and more and making long journeys. And so he's saying about the size of these massive ships, and the way they had determined that they could turn them was with a helm, with just one little flap on the back. And he said, boy, that kind of looks like my tongue, doesn't it? He said, I want to remind you about your tongue. It's like a ship's helm. And that tongue gives direction. That tongue gives direction. Now, we can pay attention to what's going on in our hearts and our spiritual life when we pay attention to what's coming out of our mouths. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, you can know the direction of your life by the pattern of your tongue. Now, I want you to think for just a minute. I want you to think about the way you've talked to people at work today. Think about the way you've talked to your wife or your husband. Think about the way you've talked to your children. Think about the way you've talked today. Think about the words of your mouth. Think about the words you've and conversations you've had with yourself going down the road. We all do it, I know. How about those words? Now listen. Your tongue and your words are things that can do great things. Listen, ships do amazing things. They carry great cargo all over the world. They're amazing. They do big work. And that little helm guides them all the way. They do good things. They can do bad things. But your tongue is like a little rudder. It's like a little rudder. It's like a little helm. It gives direction. What direction are you heading in? Let me tell you, if your words are out of whack, so is your heart. And if your heart's out of tune with the Lord, you're not going in the direction of blessing and safety and abundance. The opposite is true. The story of the Bismarck. There's an old song about the Bismarck being sunk. Now, let me tell you something. If you ever build a ship, do not declare that that ship is unsinkable. Because every time somebody declares the ship's unsinkable, it just seems like God can't help but go, I'll show you. Don't ever say that ship was unsinkable. But the Bismarck, it was one of these, it was the latest and greatest, and they felt like it was unsinkable. The Bismarck was at war and going at a good clip toward safe waters. Knowing that it was just kind of a shot in the dark, the enemy of the Bismarck began to drop little bombs. It was like dropping BBs on an elephant, but they began to drop bombs around the Bismarck. And one bomb hit just right, and guess what it tore up? The helm. The rudder of the Bismarck was locked at an angle. And literally within view of safety, the helm of that great ship locked, caused it just to steam in a circle until the enemy was able to sink it. Now, here's the deal. If you let the Lord control the helm of your life, you'll find yourself going in a direction that pleases Him. You'll find Him faithful. You'll find that God's way is best, but let me tell you, if you let the tongue, your words, rule in your life, it is the byproduct of a heart that's out of tune with God, and you will paddle in circles and waste the influence and opportunity the Lord's given you. You see, our tongue is a little member, boasts of great things, horses, ships, and fires. Look at the last part of verse 5. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Think about that little fire. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. Now, it's amazing to think about forest fires. We see them, it seems like, annually. There's forest fires popping up here and there and everywhere. And all forest fires begin with something very little. And they spread.
Thank you for listening today to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a ministry of faith of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. For more Bible preaching, visit us at ChilhoweeBaptistChurch.com or download our app wherever you get your apps, Chilhowee Baptist Church. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.